Hello, everybody, and welcome back. It is once again me, your friendly deputy of Movie Deputy Podcasts, bringing to you the latest and greatest movie reviews. And today we are covering the fourth movie in the God's Not Dead series, God's Not Dead, We the People. This came out in 2021. And out of all four of the God's Not Dead movies, this one pushes harder on some different levels. And as you've heard me describe myself in the past, or if this is your very first show, one of the first ways that I do describe myself is a constitutional conservative. Now, if that's where you want to turn the show off, you're more than welcome. I'm not going to sit here and force you to listen to me. But if you want to listen and take a chance, welcome. And before I even jump too much into this, and if this is your first time listening, I apologize. And if you're a longtime listener, again, I apologize. I actually made a mistake. I'm trying to go off memory on a lot of these as I'm doing the switch over. And on God's Not Dead 2, I was talking about the war on homeschool. And the thing is, that's the one part of that one I flubbed on, because this movie, the God's Not Dead, We the People, is the one that deals with the homeschooling crisis. So that, I do want to apologize for getting that mixed up. The rest of the review for God's Not Dead 2 was 100% spot on, but mentioning that the homeschool thing was in that one, when that one was, in fact, a teacher answering somebody's question. I had to go back after I realized I kind of got that backwards, and I rewatched it. I'm like, crap. But yeah, so I did want to go ahead and get that corrected and apologize for that. Teacher answered a student's question, and that almost ended up costing her her job. And like I said, the rest of the review was spot on that one. But like I said, I did get those two mixed up, and I, again, just wanted to address that. Because I'm not perfect. I don't pretend to be perfect. And like I said, if I make a mistake, I'll own it. And this one, I actually don't have a review to read you. On moviedeputy.com, it says, our review is coming soon. And I have had so many movies where I've watched the movie and I've taken the notes, and I just never got around to writing the review on the website. This is one of those. So I'm very glad that I went back and had a chance to rewatch this one. And there's something I will get to towards the end of the review that I hope that you will join me in on that. But like I said, there's nothing for me to read on this one, so I'm just going to kind of jump in with the whole thing itself. There is this story where these families homeschool, and the pastor of the church that we've seen in the rest of the movies, Pastor Dave, he helps a lot of these homeschool families. Well, an independent, like, I think they're called like a comptroller or some sort of an inspector type person, comes out to inspect these homeschools and make sure that they're following just the basic guidelines of what's required by the Homeschool Association of America. I don't remember the exact name of that. But there's still these state guidelines and things like that, that even though you're being homeschooled, you still have to meet these certain things. Well, because she is so much against homeschooling that she is trying to shut down these homeschools, and she would actually just like to see homeschools shut down pretty much as a whole. And there's a lot of people that are kind of on board with that, that don't think that there should be homeschools. And as I've mentioned before, and like I said, if this is your first time listening, I'll just kind of refresh this story. With my own child, he went to public school for kindergarten through fifth grade and started sixth grade. Had some difficulties, so I pulled him out. We homeschooled him for sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, and then he went back to public school for high school. And I have no problem. If you want to homeschool your child all the way through school, more power to you. I have no problem with that at all. And you know what? If you don't, great. I'm just like, I have my very strong opinions on public schools, but that's not what this movie's about. So what this ends up being is it ends up being a fight, a court fight that takes them all the way to Washington, D.C. Because in the whole scheme of things, freedom is very fragile. When these people are arguing for these homeschool rights in D.C. and they're up in front of these panels and they're making their case and they're trying to plead for their case, they realize that freedom comes with a price. Now, a lot of us probably recognize that, I mean, freedom isn't free. But this takes it up to an entirely different level. This kind of freedom is very fragile because it is just one, like, break away from breaking. It's something like the homeschooling debate is very fragile. It's something that if enough weight is put on it and enough people aren't willing to fight back, it'll disappear. We need to take a stance on this, and we need to let our voices be known and write our Congress people and just put it out there that you are in support of homeschooling, that you are in support of freedom. it's kind of plain and simple that if truth doesn't exist, there's no moral absolutes. Because the truth is the truth for everyone, everywhere. You can't pick and choose what truths you want to be truth, because it's just, it's not the way it works. And as we kind of talked a little bit back in some of the other movies on that, that why are historians and our founding fathers and things like that from history, we accept those people and those quotes and those pieces of history as fact. We accept those as factual truths, but theologically, they don't accept that that's not recognized as factual truth. Regardless of what you believe on that, it's like you can't have one and not the other, because the truth is the truth. It's plain and simple. When this ends up coming full circle, and I guess I know I say that a lot, but when the decision ends up being made on this, it literally changes everything for these families. Maybe not in the way that they would expect, but in a way that it almost could start a revolution. And you know what? Maybe that needs to happen. Maybe we need a revolution. We need a revolution of freedom fighters. We need a revolution. And mind you, I'm not calling for any extremist behavior or anything like that. But we need people who are willing to stand up for what's right. I don't know if you are at work, if you're at home, if you're in your car. Who knows? Maybe you're just... Maybe you're grocery shopping. I don't know. And I'm going to dare you to do something. And don't worry, it's nothing bad or anything like that. But I want you to repeat after me, loud and proud. Or you know what? If all you can do is a whisper because of where you're located, that means the same thing. But I want you to repeat after me. I am we the people. Now, so let's say it together. I am we the people. And you can repeat that as many times as you want to. I am we the people. We need to believe that. Maybe you don't understand what that means. And maybe you do. I hope you do. Because it means a lot. These movies, this particular movie, everybody thinks, oh, these are like for Bible thumpers. This movie's not for me, blah, blah, blah. These movies are for everybody. These are not Bible thumping movies that say, you must believe this way or else. No, these movies are done. They're done in a secular way, but they're done in a way that doesn't just cram the stuff down your throat and make you feel uncomfortable. These movies, regardless of your beliefs, you feel welcomed and you feel, I've taken friends of mine who weren't necessarily the same belief as myself back when these movies were in the theater, and it was a comfortable situation because it was not an uncomfortable, these are not uncomfortable movies. There are moments in these movies that will make you uncomfortable, but it is not for the secular reasons. I hope that you truly believe that you are we the people, that I am we the people. There's so much power in that single statement. I hope that means something to you. Like I said, I know it does to me. Before I wrap this up, I realized I hadn't talked about the score yet. I actually gave God's Not Dead, We the People a 6.75 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Personally, I probably would have given it maybe an 8, but again, I have to go by my own rating system and not necessarily my feelings on that, which is hard to do. Even though this movie is so relatable and so... for all the right reasons, I did give this one a guilty rating as well, just because of some of the topics that are addressed during this. I'm looking forward to tomorrow when I can bring you more of these amazing movies interrogated for their plot and content. So until next time, bye-bye!